It was a two-day program for schools in Taylor County, Rib Lake, Gilman, and Medford. It was called Leading Under Stress. Sponsored in part by the Taylor County Drug Opposition Partners, Jean Flood joins us to tell us about the event.
We had three Navy SEALs come in and work with an amazing group of students from Medford, Gilman, Rib Lake, and actually we pulled in some Prentice students. It was just a very exciting 2 days. The students spent quite a bit of time learning what the SEALs call a creed, how to develop a team creed, how to be bigger than yourself, how to put your team first, followed by your teammate, and then lastly yourself. And with the understanding that if everyone follows that and values that, then someone always has your back and someone's always supporting you. And they put that to the test in a variety of ways, of course, through classroom, talking about what that would mean to them individually and how to support and how to develop values within their team. But then they put it to test out on an amazing 2.5 hour physical training workout. The students were just outstanding. They carried a canoe wherever they went that could have been loaded with logs at one point or another student, or they were throwing logs. Anytime somebody messed up, the team was involved in doing remediation, which included things like push-ups and burpees. And I think one of the things that came through loud and clear is how to support each other, how to motivate each other, and how to never let your teammate be more than 3 feet from you, no matter what was going on. You stayed together and you worked together and you never left anyone behind. It was really quite amazing to see all these students mixed up, freshmen to seniors and different schools come together and work so hard to accomplish all kinds of goals.
Boys and girls?
Boys and girls. I think the Navy SEALs made a real effort to talk about how amazing the ladies were with their push-ups and even putting some of the guys to shame. So that was, to me, a very exciting part of the event to watch all that. But then additionally, all of the students were on a high ropes course. They were significantly scary feet in the air. And to watch the level of, again, team development, they always had to be hanging on to one another, which meant they weren't hanging on to ropes at that point, and to how to accomplish getting across a series of obstacles, and to watch the level of confidence from the time they put on their gear and stepped onto that first high rope until they swung down in a drop kind of swinging thing or a zip line was really quite amazing. To see just the different approaches to all of that.
Apparently, you got to watch all of this. Were there other spectators also involved?
Well, of course, we had our chaperones there. They were the boat crew leaders who made sure that the students got to where they belonged. So they were always watching.
How many participants were there?
We had a total of 91 registered because, kudos to Rib Lake, they went to the baseball finals, so we lost some students there, which is why we were able to pull in some Prentice students. We ended up, I think, with 85 participants. We also couldn't have done this, just tremendous support from Forest Springs Camp and Conference Center. They did a wonderful job of making sure that we were all comfortable, that we had all the space we needed. Students had an overnight event, so we were grateful that the chaperones came and managed to get everybody really tired and to bed and up in the morning again and finishing off their either physical training or ropes.
Now, you talk mostly about physical training. What about mental training? Did they go through anything like that?
Well, I think the challenge of the ropes course and the challenge of the physical activity was a particularly stressful mental situation also. But yes, Jason, one of the SEALs, did quite a bit of classroom work helping them to develop team culture, helping them to identify what their team culture is at this point and what things they needed or wanted to do to change that team culture and how they were the leaders within those teams and how to work with their coaches and their advisors to help accomplish the goals.
We'll have more on Navy SEALs and Leading Under Stress with Jean Flood of the Taylor County Drug Opposition Partners after this.